You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There we go. A little Stevie in the morning. Dan Wells and Cooker back there. It's the morning show.
He's been doing well.
Yeah. Good. I felt for a while when Dan would fill in, he would just... So a little inside baseball here, and it's the morning show. Hunter Brody, James Hellstrom for Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes hanging out, and Dan Wilson, obviously. I feel like when Dan first started producing, he would just... Inside baseball, there are... music like stagers already in there. You could just play the generic stuff that plays over. Like if you listen on the weekend, sometimes some producers will just play what's in there. And so you'll hear like, oh, the same song, like every show, the same songs. So I feel like Dan used to just let that play. And then Dan has been cooking lately and I appreciate it. I didn't know Dan had it in his bag.
He's feeling himself.
I once played like some rap song coming back from break, and DeCamera didn't like it. Oh, so yeah. Now I don't even try.
Yeah, you just
I don't even try. And I just play the hits. Yeah,
I get it with DeCamera. That's
play that, the hits.
Play the hits for Joey D.
Hold on a second. Did he stop the show and go, "What the hell is this"?
I mean, he has. Yeah. Like multiple times.
Okay, so I didn't know.
If he doesn't know a song I'm coming back with, he'll be like, "Wait, what is this?"
And yeah,
I have to explain the music choice.
Ridiculous, considering Mr. You know the amount of stuff he doesn't know. I mean, geez, Louise, like there's not some music aficionado over here normally.
No, he thinks Prince sucks.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I needed to know.
Now I'm not. I don't personally go to Prince. But I can respect the greatness of Prince.
That's right.
A big difference.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I don't put it on in the car per se. I am a hip hopsman, but you know.
Well, I'm a hip hopsman too, but I'm also
a
Princeman.
Hip hopsman.
You're not a hip hopswoman?
I do. No, I have plenty on my phone.
Okay.
And now, you know, having a teenager, I've been introduced to
the new wave.
The new
Kendrick
Lamar
is
the first time he played Kendrick Lamar for me, it was the explicit version. Let's try
well, much.
To,
well,
my,
much.
My mother bought me a Nas CD when I was younger.
Sure.
Heard me listening to it, and I only got through three songs.
Oh, yeah.
Never got that CD back.
Took the Nas CD right back.
Never got it back.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It was Illmatic.
Oh, yeah. It was Illmatic. It was Illmatic. I'll never forget it. Oh, yeah. I was so pumped.
My parents were pretty liberal with that kind of stuff. Like,
maybe I shouldn't be listening to Illmatic.
My dad let me watch Basic Instinct when I was 9. So my dad's kind of always had a pretty loose...
I saw The Shining when I was 9.
Yeah, very loose level of like, you know, they'll figure it out.
Not The Shining at 9.
Psychopath.
That's crazy stuff. The Shining?
Do you even know what The Shining is?
The Shining at 9?
Remember, we mentioned
Shelley
Duvall.
Well, it's funny. I was thinking that, so Shelley Duvall came up this morning in our morning meeting, and Rhodes was like, "Who's that?"
Yeah. Talking to a wall.
Yeah.
Shelley who? Chivine?
Duvall. Star of The Shining.
Sure.
I would tread very carefully if you want to do your Broads in 50.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. Well, we were.
No.
We'll see where this goes. Yeah.
Lucia Divine?
I mean, it would be a good Wikipedia holder. The Shelley Duvall, The Shining thing. There's a lot there. You know, I don't know if it's not a fun read per se.
I'm sure.
There's a lot there, basically, you know. Kubrick breaking her down, losing her mind.
Seems like a real fun guy.
Oh, yeah. It's a fascinating movie.
You guys talking about a movie or real life? I have no idea.
This is for real, though, real quick. All jokes aside, have you never heard of The Shining?
No, of course I've heard of it. Okay. Would I sit Thank down sure. and watch it? Absolutely not.
Well, you're missing out. The Shining's how long is awesome. It? It's like
I want the
2 real... hours, maybe.
Oh, 2 hours. I mean, maybe that's a little less. An hour and 19. That's a quick hit. Oh,
it's
no,
not
that's,
an hour
no,
19.
No, no,
no.
That's
There's
The Shining
no
Hour. Why did that pop up? The Shining Hour? What are we doing here? $3.79 like, on Amazon Prime. Yeah. 2 hours and 23.
It's a little
please.
Longer than I thought. Yeah.
I got things to do.
What do you have to do?
Listen to WIP
Watch
on
the
my Odyssey
Kardashians
app.
Or something?
Come on, dude. I had this perfect segue. WIP on the Odyssey app. But yeah, the Kardashians is a great show. That's a great show, too.
All right. Coming up in a minute, we might get some Flyers talk, depending on how Broads handles the next couple minutes. We're going to see how that goes.
What am I, timeout?
No, we actually are going to talk Flyers.
Thank you.
I'm just joking around. Let's talk to our buddy Gary first. I'm buying them. What up, Gary?
Broach probably during the here's Johnny part would be like, who's Johnny? Why is he talking about Johnny?
Johnny Carson?
Oh, look at you! Oh,
come on, man. I'm a very experienced man.
Yes.
Can I say something about Bryce Huff?
Absolutely.
If you get beat out by a rookie from the powerhouse of
Houston Baptist Christian?
The Super Bowl. You don't have enough dog in you to be like, you know what, this is the Super Bowl. Look in the mirror. It's you. It's not anybody else.
I'm with you, man. The all-time loser comments coming out from Bryce Huff. I mean, I knew I couldn't wait to get out of that all-time great Super Bowl winning team immediately when I got there. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I knew it was a bad situation. The greatest defense of the last 30 years.
Is there a better organization right now outside of the Eagles? Maybe Kansas City, whatever. But I'm just saying, you were in the best culture and foundation there is in the NFL right now. And your first thought was, I couldn't wait to leave.
I mean, literally, the ethos of the team was like guys loving each other. I mean, Nick Sirianni won a Super Bowl by getting guys to love each other and fight for each other. And Bryce Huff was like, oh, yeah, bad spot for me.
It's amazing.
Honestly, I don't see how many people forgot he was even on the team. Like,
yeah, well, that's for sure. I mean, again, as Rhea pointed out, he was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl. I have to imagine that he is the highest paid healthy scratch in Super Bowl history. Like,
I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah. I mean, he has to be.
What a loser mentality.
Yeah. No, he really was. What do you got in the Phils, Gare?
We'll be picking up. We need an outfielder that can rake. Just get on base. Who? Somebody
who James, great, you gotta have
great,
somebody.
Great question. Look, there are guys out there. I know Ben Davis has brought up Jaron Duran on the show, center fielder for Boston. A few years of control left. Boston obviously showed they're willing to make moves, trading away Rafael Devers. Duran makes a lot of sense. That's named here. Byron Buxton out in Minnesota's name, who, you know, power, right-handed bat, plays
injuries
center field.
Just scare me.
Injuries. He has never, ever, ever made it through a season. He is a concerning guy, but the talent jumps off the screen with him. Adolis Garcia is a name that's been, you know, out there. He's someone who struggled this year. He's had a really bad year, but also a World Series MVP a couple years ago. We remember how awesome he was with
how
the Rangers. I want to say early 30s. I don't know exactly, but I would guess 31 off the top of my head, something like that. Garrett, there are some guys out there. It's just a question of who's willing to, you know, what teams are willing to move the guys, what it's going to cost, all that.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing with a wild card now, you know. And I think we should put Lizardo maybe in the bullpen because I think he might be getting some dead arm.
I think Lizardo, we talked so much early in the year before he went on the run about Ranger to the bullpen for obvious reasons because he's done it, we've seen it, all that stuff. I think as the season plays out, Lizardo to the bullpen seems like the thing that makes the most sense for where this team's at in terms of the innings he's already gotten to, the injuries history that he's had in the past, the way he pitches, the type of pitches, the high-end velocity he has, the fact they need a lefty desperately in the pen. Gary, I think Lizardo the pen thing, there's some legs to that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Gary, you got an answer for us?
So this not only makes you feel old, but makes you feel bitter. I don't know if it's just a New Jersey thing, when you add your kid to your car insurance and you watch it double.
Oh, that's a really good answer, Gary. That's a really
that
good answer.
That makes me sad as I'm staring that in the face.
It's coming your way.
Months,
coming your way. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if your kid just didn't drive? Be like, you know what? No,
well,
it's just not
there. The funniest thing is, like, for like 2 years ago, I'm not driving. And then the closer I got to it, we're starting the lessons when?
Yeah, right? It's like, get me in the car.
You know, dude, we live in the city. You take the subway or Uber.
How about the other way, though, when you get off the health insurance. Mm. And then, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you're the parent and then you see the health insurance.
Yeah, you're like, allowed to carry them until they're like 25.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Then it's the, hey,
then
this
they can rent a car.
Yeah. Yeah, right. After everything else you can do from 18 to 25 to rent the car
strangest
thing.
One to me. Yeah,
25. Amazing.
All right, let's round out the Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, Broads, you are in the John Ritchie chair today. It means you get to guess how you think the voting played out on the Twitter poll. So the question, who is the best Phillies pitcher this century? The options, Roy Halladay, Cole Hamels, Cliff Lee, and Zach Wheeler. How do you think the voting came out?
I think Wheels, due to recency bias, and maybe because he's the right answer, will be at 58% leading the way.
Pretty close. He is leading the way. He's at 46%.
Oh, lower than I thought. Now, see, the thing is, and someone mentioned this online, and I kind of agree. Is the ceiling of Doc higher, but the longevity of Wheeler doing it is what is going to make him win it? You know what I mean?
I think that's
perfectly described. But Doc, but also, taking Doc over Wheels in a one-day set.
Game long enough.
I agree.
One game you are, but also Wheels is pretty close to Doc in the dominance, too. So
yeah,
I think the time absolutely makes a difference.
But Doc,
more play. Doc was amazing. Doc gets 41% of the votes. They were pretty close. Then Hamels, 10%. Cliff Lee, 3%.
Who's voting for those guys?
Yeah, 13%. Again, that's the thing with Twitter polls. Someone is always voting for something.
Or accidentally hit it with the thumb.
You could put... I'm trying to think of what is an inarguable.
The sky is blue.
Yeah. What color is the sky? Blue or orange? Or no, it's even too close. Let's say blue or black. No, black you could do at night.
Yep.
Blue or
gray.
Gray.
This isn't
okay.
going
what,
well.
But gray,
this isn't
be.
Going well.
All right, blue.
Orange.
No, but orange.
But it can
look
you
that
have
way.
A burnt orange?
See what I'm saying? This sucks. This sucks.
All right. What color is the sky? Blue or hot pink.
Okay. Well,
right?
Sometimes.
Okay. You never know.
You're right.
And 4% of people would vote for hot pink. I mean, that's just the way Twitter works, right? All right. We're going to come back to the phones in a sec. 215-592-9494 to get on the fields. And to win this prize, the Adam Sandler ticket's still on the table. What makes you feel old? You can win them like that. Bang. Just give us the best answer. Broads.
Mm-hmm.
The Flyers, baby. The Flyers.
The Flyers, baby. So, let's go!
Cam York is back. You can talk about Cam York, but also in general. Where are you at with the Flyers right now? I know we had the draft. We got this Porter guy. We got
this
a new head coach.
We got
a new head coach.
Uh-huh. They're huge.
Yeah. Where you at?
Okay, so I think they're taking steps in the right direction. But I do believe that Briere and Jonesy are maybe leaving some meat on the bones. Mm. But they are doing well.
Very un-Jonesy-like.
They're competent. That we had incompetence for so long that we do have professional, competent hockey people in the front office. But there are some things that, you know, I wish maybe it was a little bit more. But to the Cam York thing, which just got done moments ago. Cam York will sign a 5-year, $5.15 million AAV extension. It's a bargain for a top.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
For a defenseman, or you're going to end up trading him at some point, but someone would be willing to take that for that type of hit. So it's actually a pretty respectful move from the Flyer standpoint, I think. He had a bad year under Torts, and I didn't know what he was. He was a first-round draft pick who's supposed to be a top four defenseman for your franchise, and he hasn't really been living up to that standard. So I'm very intrigued by the number. I think you could either move it, or he ends up being a star for you at 5-1-5, and you lucked out big time on the deal. Just comes down to Tocchet being able to make it work. The Flyers as a whole, they got Matvei Michkov, which is great. I think this most recent draft, they went with a lot of size. 6'5", 6'4", 6'3". My worry is they just wanted size so badly that maybe they missed out on someone who's better at 6'1", because they wanted the 6'5 guy. They just went so obnoxious in that direction. Everyone, 6'5", 6'4". You're telling me every time you drafted, every time you were available to draft,
the best player was the big guy?
Had to be 6'4", you know? So, but the kid they got in Porter Martone is a serious stud. There was just one guy on the board that I would have went to instead who went right after you to Boston. So you picked 6. He went 7 to Boston. And James Higgins, who's a center. They didn't want to go center, even though I was told it's so hard to find a center in this league. No one gives them up. Yet there's one staring at you in the face and you go wing instead. That type of stuff confuses me. But for the most part, they are heading in the right direction. I just think there's some minor miscalculations along the way.
All right, couple questions. One, the goalie thing.
Yeah, their goalies stink.
The goalie thing.
The job, so this is where I'm mad at Danny. The job was this year to get someone better than Sam Ersson, so Ersson doesn't have to be their best goalie. He got someone who was worse, so now Ersson's your best goalie, and you're going in with two guys that are nowhere even close to being good enough, and that's going to be a struggle. Like, that's a big deal, because you want these young kids to develop, yet you have a guy who allows goals from all over the... You can't develop properly if these guys are sieves, you know, the pasta holes in the, you know, the pasta bowl thing.
Yeah, sieves.
Yeah, sieves.
That's what a sieve is.
I know. I'm getting into it here. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you can't develop these guys, and he miscalculated the goalie thing. So now we're running it back with someone worse than Ersson. The job was to get someone better than Ersson to make Ersson the backup. And here we go again. I'm going to watch nonsense on the defensive zone.
Why?
Why what?
Why?
That's a great question. You know, that's a great question. There were some available guys, and one stayed in New Jersey, so he was available, and they didn't get him. They weren't able to pay the big bucks, or I guess it was kind of the small bucks, but for a longer-term deal. They could have made a move with Vancouver. I was told Rick Tocchet's here because of his relationship with all the players in Vancouver. Thatcher Demko's a star. He ended up signing in Vancouver and staying there. Maybe you could have made a move to go get him. These are the questions I'm asking the top dogs upstairs.
It's my curiousness is because, you know, obviously these draft picks aren't going to play right away.
No.
We know that, okay? Mm-hmm. But you did, didn't you just trade for Zegras, right?
Yeah, Trevor Zegras.
For a big name. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of weird.
I know. There's a goalie in Russia, not to bar anybody, Zavargin. He's 19 years old. He's one of these kids we've been talking about for a couple of years. Maybe he pans out. There's a kid who's going to be playing in the Phantoms next year. Apparently he may pan out, but you know, with the whole Carter Hart thing, we thought we had him, and now that whole situation is running its course with the court system in Canada. But this is just where we are. I don't know if they're putting a lot of hope in these young kids coming over and eventually being the answer or what, but this is where we are.
So you're saying the goalie's set now.
Like, yeah, you don't, they stink. The
goalie's
set.
But you don't think
they
can add some, like, there's not a trig? Okay.
No,
all right.
This is it. This is it. We're running the year with slop.
That's what you want to hear.
Yep.
All right. So I guess that leads
any other Flyers questions?
Yeah, leads into my last question. What should we expect from the Flyers this year? I guess less than I was hoping for.
We are going to be out of the playoffs.
Again.
But, oh, yeah.
So again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, because
that's what I'm saying.
Because we were kind of told. Jonesy was on this show and kind of was like, if the Flyers are back, you know, like, get ready.
And they are. But that's where they are, though. You know what I'm saying? If we're looking at a scale 1 to 10.
Look, they traded for Zegras instead of trading guys away. That's a step in the right direction.
And it's a big get. It's a big get. And Porter Martone, this kid they drafted in the first round, is a serious weapon. And he may actually, they're saying he might physically be ready to make the team. Now, that tells you how bad you are. All things considered, if Porter Martone's making the team, he might play. He might sneak in there, which is crazy, or go to Penn State or whatever the options are. But they're taking steps in the right direction, but I do think they're leaving meat on the bone with some of their decisions. But they are moving along.
Okay,
let's go Flyers! There you go. That's what I got for you.
It was good.
Yep.
How many more years until the DeCamera Cup comes back into the studio?
God,
it's been far too long.
I don't need him near the cup.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't need him near the cup.
I think
that means they're in the playoffs, at least.
I know. I hope I never see that stupid thing again.
Is that the thing he made?
Yeah, it was like his paper mache cup.
We can't have him near the stage. That's probably why we're cursed.
Oh, well, that was part of it. In 2020, the one year, we actually had like a little bit of a thing. It was all Joe's fault that they fell apart.
I was so happy for that run. I'm sitting here celebrating the Ivan Provorov in overtime, the Islanders, the whole thing. I need hockey back in my life.
We all do.
Deck him in the hallway so he didn't touch it.
Thank God.
All jokes aside, is there anything better than springtime? You're in your shorts and flip-flops. Someone's got on a Flyer sweater. You're walking up to the barn and everyone's doing the, let's go Flyers!
it's amazing.
That's almost as iconic as E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
It's up there.
It's
I
up
agree.
There.
I agree.
It's up there.
Let's not get carried away. It's up there. Yeah,
it's up there.
I will say.
It's a good chant, dude.
No, I agree.
Let's go Flyers!
It's so good. I love the barn. Like saying the barn.
It's good.
That's one of my favorites. Calling it the barn is...
Imagine skating on the
ice. It works for me
ice.
Every time.
No,
you
want
to go down to the barn tonight? You're
dude,
damn right I want to go to the barn.
Warm ups.
There it is.
Let's go Flyers! Put water on the hair, flowing, ripping shots, hitting the glass, doing a couple crossovers. Come on, let's go Flyers!
Oh man,
this is the best.
You gotta watch the YouTube.
It's so good, man.
Yeah, you have to see. Rose
is just skating in his chair for a moment.
By the way, I got a text, an Instagram DM from the men's league team from last week.
And are we in?
You better be in tonight.
Oh!
8:45 puck drop.
Nice.
8:45. Yeah. That's called James going to be asleep at 8:45. That's good work.
You'll be
mucking and grinding out there.
Let's go.
Love it. That was worthwhile. Yeah. Happy we talked Flyers.
And you were going to not give me that opportunity.
No. You were almost not going to give yourself that opportunity. That's the key. I had nothing to do with it. I was, you know, it was all on you.
Look inward.
Yeah, look inward. Exactly. Know thyself.
Yeah, Bryce.
That's right. Yeah. Way to go, Bryce. All right. A new nickname. Let's talk to Greg in Edmonton. What up, Greg?
Wow. Let's go, Flyers.
See what I'm saying?
He started it.
Let's go.
He started it.
Come on, let's go, boys.
Look, if you weren't awake yet at 9:20 on a Monday morning, we got you covered, okay?
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Except for the goalie talk, I'm fired up.
I know.
Let's go.
Yeah, you did get me excited.
Other than that.
Yeah. Other than, you know, the most important position thing, I thought it went really good, you know?
But I will say, what a day. What a day to be alive and to be a Philadelphia sports fan. I mean, to be, you know, sitting down the shore this past weekend, beautiful day, North Wildwood, listening to Philly's baseball, day baseball on the beach, and just sitting back and knowing love that it. You're two-time Super Bowl champion. Also, my God, is there better time to be alive than right now?
Greg, you make Let's a great point, Flyers. And I've been trying to do this up. Let's go Flyers! I've been trying to do this more recently, as I feel like we have not been doing a good enough job of constantly reminding everyone that we're Super Bowl champions. And I felt that you know what I mean? I felt that this weekend, and someone said, like, just the Eagles, and I'm like, Super Bowl champ Eagles, you mean? And I'm like, I need to, you're right. We need to bring that back. Like, so for those, just so you know, when I'm producing, and I'm in the studio today, but normally I'm in the studio Dan Wilson's in, every single day after the show that Kyle Quinn walks in, I call him champ, and I'm like, what up, champ? He's like, hey, champ, because we want to keep it alive, that we are champions. So
I'm
with
you. What was the final score of that Super Bowl?
It was 40-6.
I love that.
Yeah, they won 40-6.
You do.
So.
Right? Oh, I love that. Love that.
Yeah. And you know what, James? I thought about this yesterday. Not enough people point out how lame Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are for staying in that game.
Totally.
Just to pad the
You're
score.
So right.
Lame.
Yeah. It was. Kenny Pickett's been out there for like three drives
exactly.
already. And Mahomes out there twirling it out like, look at me.
It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. Yeah. I agree. Great point.
And just to see that photo every time pop up my feed of Carter's hand in freaking the hole.
All-timer. Yeah. All-timer.
Oh, my God.
Very clean. Greg, very clean.
Greg, this is exactly the energy I needed. Yes. Thank you. You got anything on
Love
the Phils?
It. Nothing on the Phils right now.
He's like, no, I don't want to bring it down. We're good.
Hey, yeah, it's all good, man. But I do have.
You got an answer for us?
Feel old.
Yeah, what do you got, Greg?
I have an answer for you.
Lay it on me.
So when somebody tells me that if Back to the Future was filmed,
this is a great answer.
Marty would be going back to 1995.
Yeah. Greg, great call and great answer.
I thought he was going to bring up Elliot's take.
Oh, no. Well,
that's where I thought that was going.
Elliot should not be allowed to talk about Back to the Future anymore.
Why? What did he say?
Basically said that he should make out with his mom and it should be a problem. Elliot's take
it
is,
got weird.
Why is it a problem if he would hook up with his mom?
Well, there's a huge
because
problem.
She's not his mom yet is Elliot's.
Ew.
Disgusting.
I know.
Disgusting.
I know. I didn't bring it up. I wasn't going to go there.
Yeah, me neither. You did that.
All right, 215-592-9494. One more segment to go. That means one more segment for you to win Adam Sandler tickets. Get on the line. Tell us what makes you feel old, like the fact that Back to the Future, if it were filmed now, he would be going back to 1995. That does make me feel old. What makes you feel old? 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. We're coming right back. So, Hunter Brody in for John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Jonah Camera, Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson hanging out. Brody just told us that he is not a moviesman, as he would put it.
No, too long.
Too
no.
long.
Too
this
long.
Nonsensical
too long.
Thing coming out of his mouth. Are you a music man? Like, or is it just hip hop?
Yeah, listen.
Do you know that this is Creedence Clearwater Revival?
No. I mean, I'm very aware of how important this song is to
music
eardrums
to eardrums
yeah, but
to the eardrums out there
you tell me song title and band I go huh
Bad Moon Rising Creedence Clearwater Revival doesn't do it for you
no
oh man
I like the disdain in his mouth
I know yeah
nah. 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 I thought I was just saying no normally. No. We're having a minute, by the way, to selfishly promote myself
to do this
because we'll never know where this takes me. We're having a men's league off, apparently. My DMs are
flooded. Sounded dirty. I don't know why.
A men's league off?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I don't know. There's men's leagues out there battling for Brodes to get on the blue line.
Okay.
I'm just saying the DMs are flooded. Hey, Brodes, come to 840 at Aston. Hey, Brodes, 840 Pensauken. Hey, Brodes, we need you here
you gotta,
to show the shutdown
demon. Of all the people
demon.
In the world we need to clone, it's
yeah.
Brodes.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Wow,
I mean,
multiple of me?
You got to start asking for what perks come with each.
Exactly.
You know? Oh.
Free beer?
Free beer. See, Rhea? Great minds, you know. That's why Rhea and I get along. We get each other.
We can do that. We can do. Listen, how dare you? I'm there for the game.
How dare me?
I love the game. You're out here trying to get extra. That's probably where Joe DeCamera gets you guys in that mindset.
Okay, so then you know what? Then
Fritz wouldn't do that.
Then be a man of your word. Why don't you figure out which of those has the highest level of hockey play and go play with the best players?
Well, that's fair.
Just do a little research.
Or I can have respect for the crew that invited me out the first time and go back to the Whalers.
Well, I think that if you did ever sign for the Whalers, you wouldn't have told everyone in the Delaware Valley about all these leagues fighting for me. And
well, I just thought I wanted to brag first. I don't get to brag about a lot.
You put that out there. You would have just, gone and played with the whale.
That's fair, and I don't have a rebuttal.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to use that sometime fighting with someone and I'm just like, I don't have a rebuttal.
Yeah, what do you got there?
Well, fine, you win. Yeah. What do you want?
Scott Boris representing him in there, taking all these offers.
Yeah, it's like Fritz trying to come up with his own game. Oh, wait, did you not listen to DeCamera on the afternoon show?
Yeah, yes.
Fritz was getting himself in trouble. He was making it worse for himself.
This where
he had to turn the mic off and
let Spike do it for him.
Or Spike and Ike had to be the one to negotiate because he was a horrible arbitrator.
He's just a bad negotiator. Yes. He's agreeing to all these rules that clearly favor DeCamera, like match playing golf.
Jack doesn't want to talk about it. He just he's definitely, exactly. Like, match playing golf was clearly a massive advantage for Joe.
And nine holes. Yeah. And now in baseball, he's like, well, you got to get on base. Also, here's one other thing that wasn't talked about. So if Joe gets on base four times, he wins. If he gets on base two or fewer times, Jack wins. Three is a push. I did not hear discussed the other day if three is a push, like what the overtime is or how that's settled.
Well, I think if three is a push, I don't think there is overtime. I think they just tie the event.
They
tie the event. Yeah.
And then what if they tie in the end 2-2?
2-1. I don't know. I don't think that was ever kind of
adjudicated. Feels like something should be discussed.
Yeah,
I thought these rules were gone over.
Oh, yeah, this dumb radio thing. It's buttoned up. Buttoned it up. Yes. I'm surprised with Joe. To your point, I do think Joe is, as I'm sure anyone listening to him talk about rules heard, he's a rulesman. He is very, 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 very particular and stickler.
I would think a rulesman would be on this.
You're right. I am surprised the rulesman was not all over it. We've been a little lackadaisical with some of this stuff. You know, you would think for such a high level athletic competition, you know, there would be, you know,
one would think,
you know,
actually I'm going the other way around. I am pleasantly surprised with the amount of effort that has been put into this compared to the alternative around here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
It could be a lot worse.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse.
We have PIAA umpires coming out on Wednesday. don't tell me this isn't serious.
It's true.
We have a whole high school team playing defense.
That's true.
That's a big deal. I thought it was going to be me having to go shag center field and, you know, fly balls.
Oh, I would. They couldn't pay me enough to do it. To be involved for the potential to be like the person who made the error or didn't get to the how could you not get to that ball? You should, like, why put yourself in that position? It sounds horrible. You've got an actual psychopath competitive wise, like competing. Like Joe DeCamera will like berate a high school kid in a second.
Just wait until a 16-year-old makes a bad break on a ball, and it's not an error, but it works against one of them.
And guess what? That 16-year-old will be getting ripped on WIP for the next year by Joe DeCamera. Like,
not to paint a disgusting picture, but do you think after that 9-hole round, my man went into the bathtub and just really appreciated the greatness of Joe DeCamera?
Oh, yeah. So the video they put out of it or whatever, I guarantee you he's watched it at least 100 times.
In the bath?
Probably.
Candles and everything?
I mean, I don't know about the candles.
Bath bomb?
Candles is
definitely bath bomb.
See, that's the thing with Joe is like people think that's so much effort. You think Joe's going to light all those candles or whatever? Joe can barely tie his shoes.
When was the last time you took a bath?
I don't own a bath. My house. I'm not kidding.
I do just for the daughter. The baby.
My daughter takes showers. We had a little we bought a little bath thing we could put her in when she's younger.
But
I don't. I only have showers in my house. Like, there's no bath in my house.
How's he taking a bath?
I know. He's
so weird.
What a 47-year-old man. He's like, I need my tubby.
Come on. He doesn't call it the tubby.
Well, he probably does. I mean,
he goes tubby.
Wouldn't shock you, would it?
Do you think he's got a name? Does he call it like Bubby the Tubby?
I hope so.
That would be weird.
Like, it's one of your cars?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, my cars make sense. The tubby. Hubby the tubby.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say that he does moving forward. You know, so
we're just going to adopt that.
Joe calls his tub Bubby the Tubby.
Do you think he has a name for the cantaloupe?
Yeah. Oh, Wilson!
Wow.
Buzz from the top rope. Oh, wow. That's really good. I don't even know how to recover from that. I'm just going to talk to Lou Amalaro.
You have no retort, like Broads.
That's right. What up, Lou?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
Hey, good morning. Broads.
Yes.
Broads, I got to agree with you, man. I've named every car I've ever owned.
Wow.
See?
Look at this.
See?
Every
I did not expect this
owned.
To be what you were going
so
to say
I will
when I
say,
see that
I
pop
hadn't
up.
Thought about when we were talking before, but and I don't know what this says, but so I did forget my car now has a name, but it's because Zoe named it. And it's something to do with cake, and I can't remember, but
so
my car has some sort
your
of
your precious
cake.
Daughter takes the time out of her day
to
name your car, and you go, oh.
You don't remember it?
I don't know.
It's like, No. Something to do with cake. I know that. I'm gonna. I should ask her. She's very serious. My the car does have a name. And it's
my current one is Homelander the Highlander, after the boy's character,
Homelander. Look
at
you.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Is your car a psychopathic murderer? Like Homelander.
Has yet to be seen.
Okay, not sure yet.
76 traffic, I'd want it to be.
Okay, because Homelander, it's a risky character to, you know, go after.
He's the man, though. Yeah, he's the man. He's not always wrong. That's the discussion for another day. Okay. Brody, one of the talks, actually, thank you. You've answered my prayers talking some hockey. Brody, I agree that when they signed Vlader last week, I was so disappointed in them because you got just another guy.
Yep. Not even. I don't even think.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He's a guy. Yeah.
Guy. Like, we've had the Cam Talbots, the Brian Elliott. We just keep seeing guys. But the problem is, there's no one else out there. And if I'm Edmonton, I'm going after the best goalie available because that cost them the cup this year. Their lousy goaltending. And we can't, I don't know. Who was even out there?
Yeah. No, listen, it's fair. You know, I mean, the thing that Thatcher Demko was available gives you a creative option. He's always kind of injured, but his ceiling is so high. Maybe it would have been a risk, but a well-calculated one with Rick Tocchet being here, and that was his former team. But I'm with you. They just don't have an answer at goalie. I thought maybe the answer would have been what the Devils did and go out and get someone like that to hold the fort down, a Kirk Cousins-like veteran guy who can just be okay. But you can't get worse than Ersin. And they got worse than Ersin, and that's a problem.
Kirk Cousins, we're getting like a bunch of Kirk Camerons in goal. That's how bad we've been with goaltending.
I know.
And I know I've heard Al get asked the question a couple times. He gets dismissed. Do you kick the tires on Carter Hart, or do you stay clear of that?
Al's mentioned it a couple of different times, so I don't know.
I've heard them both say it. Like, that, no one comes out and says, not say it, no one ever comes out and says no.
Right. And one thing Al said was, would Comcast want to? And that's a fair question.
It is.
Because Comcast is, you know, it's their bread
it's their
and butter,
team.
You know?
They own it. Yeah, no, it's going to be fascinating.
It's a really, what's the word looking for, story? Just lurid.
Tough. Ugly.
It really
is. If he is innocent, and, you know, like, it's a very sticky situation. You know, if he's innocent, you want to see him get his opportunities back. But is there gray area in the, like, it's like a real,
I know.
It's just to your point, Rhea, it's one of those things that it feels hard to come back from. But again, if he's innocent, like, you know, so Lou, it's a real.
Well, that's it parallels like the Trevor Bauer situation. But the problem is he was a scumbag before all that stuff happened.
Yeah, Bauer had a lot of other stuff going on.
No one's brought him into for bullpen.
Well, he hasn't been good. That's the other thing. He's been bad in the Mexican League. But yeah. I have to. Joe's not here, so I have to do this because I know that if Joe were here, he would do this, Lou. So I got to put you on the skillet a little bit here because Joe is an exactist with the words. You said that Broads answered your prayers with Flyers Talk. Do you really pray in for Flyers Talk on WIP?
Listen, there's many things I pray for, and many of my prayers have been answered.
Good.
I mean, Blink-182 reform.
I just wanted to make sure we were being literal with what the words.
I go to mass every week and pray every night, Flyers hockey.
I love it, Lou. You're the man. Lou, great response. Lou, you got an answer for us?
I do. How about aging celebrities? When you see some of these celebrities visually that you grew up either idolizing or adoring, and you see them now and go, oh my God, like, whoa. It hit me this weekend with the Ozzy when they showed the Ozzy.
Oh, sure, on stage sitting and stuff.
It killed me to see that.
No, that's a great answer, Lou.
Courtney Cox is now old enough to be a Golden Girl.
That's why I
was just thinking, friends. You know what freaks me out every time is seeing Joey. Matt LeBlanc.
I know, with
like
gray
when
hair.
I see Joey Tribbiani, I'm like, that's not Joey Tribbiani. I need Joey Tribbiani. That's not Joey Tribbiani. You know what I'm saying? It's like a man, bigger version and gray hair. I need Joey.
Yeah.
You know? I need Joey.
See, we got some Friends love here.
Oh, I love Friends. I love Friends.
I think it's overrated.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm a big Friends fan.
Oh, yeah. I throw it on. Yeah. I mean, every side. I say the joke before the joke, and then I laugh at the joke, and the whole thing. My wife yells at me. It's like, but I know what's coming, and it cracks me up every time.
Chandler Bing was Matthew Perry.
I think he's funny, but I think everyone else is not.
So I feel, and you guys can be the judge, just saying, I'm a good mix between Joey and Chandler. You know what I mean? Like the perfect blend between the two. I got a little Joey in me. How you doing?
How you doing?
What I'm saying?
Yes.
Except you say it to a car.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, that's different. That's on one of those sicko shows. But
you got the perfect mix between Joey and me, don't you think, though? A little sarcasm,
a little Joey Tribbiani.
Well, I mean, you're just coming off me saying the show's overrated, so do you really want me to say you're one of them?
I really think maybe it's more of a mix of Ross.
No, Ross is a loser. The stupid little dinosaurs.
Ross is one of the most annoying characters in the history of television.
Oh
my God.
I know. Well, I know so the late great Johnny Gaudreau, his favorite character, and we always made fun of him for it, was Ross.
Yeah,
do you know anybody whose favorite character ever? Right.
No.
Never. And he loved Friends. Every time you fall asleep to Friends on in the day, the whole thing. He would always talk about Ross. And then, you know, he'd make a joke and laugh way too hard at a Ross joke. And I'm going, dude, you don't have to try and justify Ross being your favorite. It's not that funny.
Anybody having
I know.
No, that is
Ross. Like, you can hit me with Rachel for plenty of reasons. Same with Monica, you know. But
Phoebe was funny.
Phoebe's funny. She's a little out there for me, but she's funny. But yeah, anyway, Ross, what are we doing?
Yeah. Friends, what are we doing?
Well, it's a good, great show.
Poor man Seinfeld, yeah.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Such a
better show. Seinfeld has not aged well.
It's a way better show than Friends. I feel very confident about that.
Which I don't like awkward humor.
Well, there's your
problem. So you don't like The Office and things of that nature?
Yeah, I love all that.
Nope.
Okay.
I love all of it.
Yeah, I like The Office, too.
Give it to me. All right. With that in mind, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
What do I want to say? I will tell you what I want to say, Broads. Here's what I want to say.
Hit me.
I want to say the Times Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Wi-Fi's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's do it with Times Yours.
I really hope that management is feeling this pressure or just has the freaking knowledge in their brain that it must be done. And it has to be good moves. You're going to have to give up some pieces to get players that we need that can help.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. You asked before whether I think it'll be more of an Estevez-Hayes type deadline or a big move in there. And I expect it to be more of the Estevez-Hayes. But I think it's more because of the market than it is because of Dave. I do think if there is a move there to be made where he gives up Justin Crawford and Mick Abel or whatever, something like that. Like, I think Dombrowski will do it this time. I do.
Joe, you better hope that Jack does not even perform a tenth of what Zach Wheeler just did last night. Or if he comes even close there, you wouldn't even stand a chance in baseball.
Well,
I'm yours.
What? Yeah, I mean, a tenth.
Seriously?
If Jack is one millionth of what Zach Wheeler was last night, then guess what? Joe is screwed. Like that. Literally, you know? Like, yeah. Strange, but yeah, we agree, I suppose.
What we have here is a real shortstop. Tearing the cover off the ball, playing gold glove style all of a sudden. Now the only problem is, do we have a first baseman? Or is he going the way of Ryan Howard?
Oh, I don't like that.
Wow.
Bad vibes.
Was he going with what we have here is a failure to communicate? Was that what he was...
I think he was kind of going off of that.
All right. Well, let's shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we have to pick a winner here for what makes us feel old. Some of the best answers we got today. Gray hair on the nose, but true. It is good. Kids graduating was a good answer. I thought the Wawa born after this date for the buying cigarettes.
I like that. Was that Mike and Delran?
That was Mike and Delran.
That's a good one.
LeBron's son being in the NBA is a good one. I think that's a good one up there. Book of CDs. Yeah, it's okay. Birthdays after 2000, similar to the one before. Getting out of bed. Sure. A little simple, but I don't disagree. When your kid's running the company, adding kids to the car insurance is pretty good. The Back to the Future thing. I think the Wawa born on stands out,
so
right?
Creative.
It's the best answer.
In the moment, the reaction to was strong.
I think so too. All right. Shout
and
out
the fact that Dan Wilson stole the sign from the Wawa.
It's amazing. Still have it. It's so phenomenal. It really is a good job by you. Now, you know, illegal. So, but you know,
ripping it off at like 11 p.m.
Little,
at night.
You know,
yeah,
a little illegal, but you know, and I respect it, especially because Buzz does come off as a bit of a rule follower.
Yeah,
wouldn't you say? Yeah. So I think
I'm trying to enforce the rules here.
No,
yeah,
I'm saying I like that Buzz is not all that we thought he was when it comes to the rule.
A real rebel. I stole the tobacco paper.
Yes, a bit of a James Dean streak in him. I never looked at him that way. Rebel without a cause, Buzz Wilson. I love it. All right, Hunter.
Yes.
Thank you, man.
Well, thank you,
man.
Guys.
We had a blast.
The
today.
Hospitality Fun. Around here is unbelievable. You guys are fantastic.
Are we more hospitable?
You said that in such a way that I don't know if it was true or not.
Are we more hospitable than the afternoon show?
The afternoon show is just A+. That's all watch it. All just right. A+. All right. A+, people.
All right. Wait. Really?
A+.
Are you on the payroll with them?
Ringthebellbook.com.
I give you a whole chance here to, you know, to
it is a great segment.
Have a
though.
Moment
it's
in the morning.
Funny.
And you
yeah,
know?
It was great. I had a blast. Thank you guys for having me. Maybe we can do it again sometime.
Yeah, maybe we could. I mean, we probably, before that last comment, it was more likely than the, you know, after that last
what are you
comment.
Shot myself in the foot.
Yeah, well, you could hear Broads on the afternoon. Show sometimes. Or when's your next shift? You on?
I'm on tomorrow. This week I'm doing 6 to 10 p. So I got the evenings rocking.
I like that you go p instead of p.m. You go 6 to 10.
Yeah, 6 to 10 p. Little evening.
A little six
low
to ten
evening.
P.
We'll
yeah?
Puck it all. We'll do it all. Okay, you guys are right. I got another guy.
I'm here, ready. Let's go, Flyers.
That's all I was looking
Let's
for.
Let's go, Flyers!
You guys looked at me like 10 heads.
No, I'm with you.
Please.
Puck it up.
I
puck
just
up.
Wanted to puck it up with the people.
Every time you say puck it up, I'm worried it's something else.
I know. I had to dump someone once, and I realized, wait a
Did
minute.
You?
He actually just said the thing I've been saying for the
oh
last...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, year. Yeah. I know.
Oh, I'm a big when in doubt dump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, yeah. I'm
itchy
not
trigger
sure.
Finger.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's what they said, but I'm going to dump it
You can get your puck it up t-shirts at breakingt.com/WIP, by the way.
Look at you.
Yep.
There it is. You are just a promoter over here. A promotion.
Well, you want to get to me, Broads at BroadsMedia.com.
It's a beautiful thing.
You know what I'm saying?
There it is. All right. Check that out again. Thank you to Broads for filling in. It was awesome. We had a blast with him. Thank you to Dan Wilson, always doing a great job. Thank you to Fran Rojas. Awesome job helping out with the morning show this morning. I think the whole crew will be back tomorrow. Maybe not. John, I'm not sure. I know Joe will be back tomorrow. Big day coming up Wednesday. Noon, Plymouth White March. Get down there, because the more people, not as good for Jack if I had to bet, but get down there. It's going to be fun. Check it out. And thank you to Rhea Hughes, as always. And thank you to everyone who called in. Literally could not do the show without you. Keep it here. Hugh and Joe, they're coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.